You are tuned to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. Joining me is our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Good to talk with you, Casey.
Thank you. I'm back.
And this week, Casey, you watched The Personal History of David Copperfield. Did you like it?
Writer-director Armando Iannucci has proven himself an exciting creator of raucous, vulgar, and profane comedy with the dark historical parody The Death of Stalin and the brilliantly insulting TV series Veep. His latest film is still funny, but with a PG rating, The Personal History of David Copperfield is decidedly less obscene than Iannucci's other work. Based on the Charles Dickens work first published as a novel in 1850, the film follows the coming-of-age, rags-to-riches story of a hopeful boy meandering to different homes and living with different families while growing up in England. The David Copperfield story has been adapted many times, but this new version injects plenty of playfulness and heart from the original novel to make it a friendly and visually rich treat. The colorblind casting, whimsical scene transitions, and carefully adapted dialogue give the film an energetic and contemporary theatricality, which only sags a bit in the middle. The humor is delightfully droll, awkward, and capricious, ensuring at least a few laughs from viewers of any age. The film obviously paints a picture of 19th-century poverty that is far too cheery and sanitized, but its particular sense of whimsy makes the film memorable and entertaining.
All right, did you see this in the theater, and is it also available online?
It is available online through personal streaming services, and I did see it in the theater with 9 other people that were sitting in the theater with me.
Casey, thank you so much for joining me this week.
You're welcome.